Good, thanks, Jason. Yeah, really, really good, mate. All fine and well, and enjoying where I'm at the moment. You know, still in the football professional business industry, should say, and just enjoying it still. You know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll talk about that shortly, but obviously, 63 games for the club. We paid over £300,000 for it. Do you have fond memories of your time at Bradford?
I've got wonderful memories being at the Bantams. Most notable because obviously arriving and then the promotional year that we had against all the odds of going up. But we had a wonderful time in that season and one that will live long in the memory, you know, for certainly for myself as an individual, but I would imagine for the local supporters, the fans and the football club at that time, you know.
It was against the odds, wasn't it, under Paul Jewell at the time, and I'm sure you'd like to have extended your stay there. It didn't happen for you in the end.
No, I mean, we got into the Premier League, so it was the first time in how many years that the club had got back into the Premier League. So to be a part of that was wonderful. The club decided to go a certain route and recruiting some what they believe was some established Premier League players. And that was it, you know. It just wasn't my time at the time then wasn't to be. And I just thought at the time there wasn't no real pathway through to me getting in the team there. So Alan Ball, bless him, God rest his soul, and that, you know, was at Portsmouth at the time, and he had a real, real keen interest in me to come down to Portsmouth. And he just kept on at the club for over like a six-week period. And I just decided, you know, I was a player like anybody else, and any player will tell you all they want to do is play. So I decided to take the opportunity to go down to Portsmouth and go and try and continue my career down at Portsmouth. It was sad at the time because obviously as a player, I wanted to play in the Premier League. My dreams and aspirations was to play in the Premier League. I believed that I could play in the Premier League, but at the time it wasn't to be. So, you know, as a player, you've got to feel satisfied with what you've done, and when the opportunity does come, you've got to try and make that dream come through somewhere else. But I've always watched for the Bradford results. I've always seen it. I know that they're coming down here this weekend at Warsaw.
Yep.
And I'm very keen to see. They were very, very unfortunate last year to just miss out the playoffs. And I'm hoping that with Stewie, a former teammate of mine, can get them going and use the playoff defeat at Wembley to sort of spearhead another promotional campaign with the experience that they've got from that to lead another promotional challenge this year, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you were very close as a unit back in the day. And, of course, you know Stuart McCall really well and the likes of Wayne Jacobs and so forth. Do you keep in touch with the guys at all, or see them on the circuit?
Yeah, still in touch with the likes of Robbie Bagley, Mills, Stuart, Peter Beagrie, since Stephen Wright, you know, these are all John Dreyer. You know, we're all just Jamie Lawrence. So it just goes to show you that the closeness that we had, Gareth Wally, you know, the real closeness that we had as a group of players.
Lifelong friends in the end, friends,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, Dean Windass, you know, we've seen all those players, you know, we still really keep in touch with, because we were a good group and we were a mixed bunch, but a perfect bunch put together with the right ingredient. And obviously we took the league by storm, even when most against us, we were a good team. And we were more than a match for anybody against us, which, you know, the season table doesn't lie over 46 games, and more than deserved our opportunity to be at and play in the Premier League. So now it was a good group, and even when we see each other on the circuit now, the football circuit, we can reminisce and go straight back into it and just go from there. There's one or two players turning up for the charity match that Wayne Jacobs got going next week on the 10th. And it'll be just like water for ducks back in terms of how we'll just settle in and just crack on with that era, you know. So it just goes to show you how close we was as a group, you know.
And you were very lucky, weren't you? You played at some very good clubs and some very big clubs, but, you know, Bradford and the fan base there, it's huge. It still is today, nearly 20,000 season ticket holders.
Fabulous, yeah. And that's what it is. It's a big club. It's a club that's got the aspirations to get him back in with amongst the top flight and the elite clubs, and it's got it going. You know, it's good to see that it's a more stabilised football club. It's always been a solid club in my eyes, and it's good to see them coming back. It's good to see Stuart back there leading the charge, and a good former teammate of mine, and you know, a man well respected and well loved by the. By the local Bradford fans, as they feel that they've got one of their own leading the ship, captain of the ship, so to speak. So, you know, it all bodes well. And as I said, they just missed out by, you know, the team that's in the Championship, Millwall. Mm. And as I said, I'm hoping that they've taken the learning credentials from that season over the course of the whole season, as staff and players and fans, and are able to put those one or two wrongs that they might have identified last season to rights this year and go on from there. You know, it's a tricky game at Walsall, but one I don't see why, if they're right, Bradford City, it's another one that they can't go ahead and go to try and win the game, you know.
Tell us, I mean, we touched upon it, you're still in the game and you're doing pretty well for yourself. Tell us what you're up to at the moment, Darren.
Yeah, still I'm at West Bromwich Albion, so still in the professional game, over at the Premier League. And My role is a professional development phase coach, and I also look after the players that would go out and loan. So the job more in detail is, my job is I work between the first team and the under-23s. So the elite players, what we get from the under-23s, so that would be this season, it would be Sam Field, Rakeem Harper, Kane Wilson, Jonathan Lico, to name but a few that are currently in the first team. I manage their transition from academy football into the first team. So I'm very much in the first team camp and echoing them and giving them messages what the manager would want from him for his team to get in. And you know, these players now are up against seasonal Premier League players and international players. So even though they've got the ability, they've got to get their experience and know-how to do a job on a Saturday. And be me and being part of and played in the Premier League and played numerous games in the football itself, now to be a coach now, is coaching those aspects of the players and giving them that on a day-to-day basis. So, and I'm really pleased at the moment because, like I said, we've got four of them in and around the team at the moment. And as you've seen, Sam Field and Rakeem Harper has played already this season already and will continue to do so, which is great. And it's something that's working at the moment. I played formerly for Tony Pulis at Portsmouth. I was his captain there, and certainly the assistant manager, Gary Megson, I was his captain here at West Brom. So it works well. It's going really, really good to have the transition in both camps, to see the young talent coming through and to see the first team where it's at the moment. It kind of works very well. And for those players, what their pathway isn't into our first team immediately, but it might be through the loan window. I kind of manage and oversee that program as well. So the elite ones was out on loan at League One and League Two clubs.
Can we nick a couple? We're short maybe of a defender. If you've got anybody spare, Darren, send it our way.
Okay, then we'll look at that then. but those are two players that, again, the Bradford fans will probably get to see. And those are, again, West Bromwich Albion players that's gone out on loan at Walsall. So you'll get to see them. So you see the standard and calibre of players that we've got at the football club that we've got out trying to, you know, eke out or carve out a career in the game. So I manage those as well, really. So very, very pleased. Love the job. Enjoy the role very, very much. Getting all different facets to the game in terms of watching games, coaching players, managing at first team level, managing players, talking to opposition managers, all rolled into one kind of role, which is wonderful, really. Recruitment process, watching players, understanding players, you know, helping first team out and in terms of them. So the role really rolls into about five roles into one, really. So never ever one week or one day is ever the same. There's lots to contend with and deal with. And certainly looking at this transfer window as well, it's interesting, the experiences that you're gaining from it as well, you know. So really, really enjoying it. And long may it continue, and I'll keep trying to build on those experiences, you know. So that's my role in the game, and that's where I'm at.
Well, you've got as much passion for that as you did on the pitch. So, I mean, it's brilliant. It's always great to hear former City players doing so well. And it's lovely to talk to you. You're a lovely gent, Darren, and it's been great to talk to you today.
Thanks, Jason, and I wish you all the best for the course of the season. And as I said, you know, I'm sure that, you know, hopefully, like, I'll see City challenging again for promotional honours this year. And obviously, I wish Stewie and the boys and the fans and everybody really, really well. And I'm sure that I'll see you all again soon on the football circuit, that is.